Good morning.
Thank you, Becky.
Greetings and welcome to St. John's. So we gathered to continue our celebration of Christmas. It's a celebration that lasts for 12 days, and it is really good to be together this morning. You're all invited to continue this celebration next weekend. We gather for the second Sunday of Christmas at our regular time, 6 p.m. on Saturday night, and then at 8:30 and 10:30 here in the church. And we'll continue to celebrate the coming of our Lord Jesus. So would you please stand and we'll do our opening hymn. Today is a really special service because we're going to read and sing the Christmas dialogue. How beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of the messenger who brings good news, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all you nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic host proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices, for in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem. He has redeemed Jerusalem, the Lord has bared his holy arm. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have made yourself known in your Son, Jesus, Redeemer of the world. We pray that with the angel chorus, we too might herald your love made known in the Christ child, through Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The first lesson is from the 11th chapter of Isaiah. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Here ends the reading.
Thank you. next reading is from Micah, 5th chapter, starting with the 2nd verse. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flocks in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And he shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. If the Assyrians come into our land and treads upon our soil, we will raise against them 7 shepherds and 8 installed as rulers. We'll now sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Next lesson is from Luke 1, 26 to 35 and 38. In the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered, "What sort of greeting might this be?" The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I'm a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Let us now sing, "What Child Is This?"
Lesson is from second chapter of Luke, beginning with the first verse through the seventh. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to a firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in the manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Now we sing "Away in the Manger." Thank you.
next lesson is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 16. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. We sing our final carol, "Infant Holy, Infant Lowly."
Stand for the prayers. Joining our voices with the song of the angels, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. The shepherds sing, "Jesus Christ is born." Let your church throughout the world proclaim this good news over the hills and everywhere. Unite the voices of all your faithful people in songs of praise and rejoicing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Heaven and nature sing joy to the world. Give respite to flocks, fields, and those who tend them. Come near to us in the beauty of nighttime, the shining of the stars, and the hush of a world at rest. May our wonder at your creation rouse our care for all the earth. Lord, in your mercy. The angels sing, "Peace on earth. Come quickly, distill the strife of this world. Hush the noise of war and violence in places of unrest. Inspire leaders of nations to seek lasting peace and sustainable provisions for all in their care. Lord, in your mercy." Mary sings melodies of comfort to her newborn child. Bring rest and reassurance to those facing struggles today. Shelter travelers and those without homes. Console those who lie awake due to pain or anxiety, and heal those who are sick or hurting. Lord, in your mercy. Love sings through the sound of a new baby's cry. Bless new parents and expected parents. Comfort those who long for children, especially those running out of hope or options. Surround families of every shape and every size with your love and care. Lord, in your mercy. The heavenly chorus sings, "Glory to God in the highest." And we give you thanks for all the saints who have proclaimed your glory in word and deed. Let us join them this day in joyful praise around your eternal throne. Lord, in your mercy. God of mercy, come quickly to us with grace upon grace as we lift these and all our prayers to you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now we'll finish with a closing dialogue. Glory to God in the highest.
Peace to God in the earth.
Blessed are you, Prince of Peace. You rule the earth with justice. Blessed are you, Son of Mary. You share our humanity. Blessed are you, Son of God. You dwell among us as the Word made flesh. May you be filled with the wonder of Mary, the obedience of Joseph, the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, and the determination of the Magi, and the peace of the Christ child. Almighty God, Father and Son, Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. We'll sing our closing hymn. Go into the world with hope.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.